Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 9 of the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, your go-to cannabis talk show for news, education, and resources. I'm Jen. I've been in the cannabis consumption industry for about 10 years now. But before we continue, go ahead and hit subscribe and the thumbs up button below.
Well done, well done. Thanks. And I am Earl. I've been a serial ganjapreneur, cannabis entrepreneur for almost 10 years now. Decade, wow.
I know.
Growing, processing, making edibles or concentrates, and retailing for the past 10 years. And this show is about getting a well-balanced understanding about cannabis and cannabis products so that we can have a well-balanced understanding of the same.
Yes, it is. So today's episode is what's in your vape pen? What's in your weed vape pen?
Yes, lots of vape news, a lot of vape articles, a lot of stuff about vape is in the news. So it's going to be a very good topic.
It is. But before we do that, let's get into Nug News.
Yes, and before we get into Nug News, subscribe. Nug News, it is sponsored by Tiggity, which is going to be the first therapeutic journal app where you can journal how cannabis products affect you, and you can find products based upon how you intend to actually feel or the experience that you want. So if you want to feel sleepy because it's about that time to go to sleep, or you just want to get creative because maybe you got to study, you can do that with the TiggityApp.com. Go there to be one of the first to actually get the preview. And I swear it's coming.
It's coming.
And it's also brought to you by Craft Cannabis Club. It is the first upscale but down-to-earth cannabis club where you can enjoy cannabis with other like-minded professionals who share a passion for cannabis. Boom.
You got it.
That's it.
That's good.
Let's go to the news.
News.
We got quite a few articles. But I'm going to pick and choose. I'm going to see how much we get through. But locally, Michigan is closer to expunging low-level marijuana crimes, but it won't be automatic.
Okay.
So Governor Whitmore ran on the saying that she would, there's no reason for people to be incarcerated for something that is legal and never should have been illegal in the first place. She didn't say that last part, but, you know. And she also said that records should be expunged.
Right.
But it's been a couple months, and nothing has happened. People have gotten a little antsy and said, you made some promises, follow through on those promises.
Right.
And this is a bill that kind of is a compromise, because it should be automatic.
I agree.
But right now, it's kind of like you have the ability to apply for expungement, which...
You should just get it. Like, why do I have to apply? Yeah. You have me in the system. Like, there's got to be a way that they could just be like,
and you should read the article. I mean, people are saying it's a good step in the right direction. I mean, fuck them. That
I want to go all out.
Yeah, I mean, there's no need for little pity pat steps no more. Like, the idea, the goal of marijuana legalization was to stop arresting, stop forfeiting people's property, and stop prosecuting, and stop putting people in jail over a plant.
Right.
That's the goal. Everything else is kind of like, what are we talking about? So this, I think we should not settle for just anything. I think that we should push the governor to have automatic expungements and immediate release for people who's in jail for something that is totally legit right now.
Exactly.
And never should have been illegit, period. So Michigan dispensaries, on to the next one, swaps cannabis vape cartridges for e-cigs. So there is a dispensary. You read the article. They are actually calling out... anyone who comes to bring in, who has a medical card, they can bring in their flavored e-cigarette, which the governor put a temporary ban on.
Right.
They can bring in that flavored e-cigarette and get exchanged for a THC cartridge.
I like that. That is such an opportunity. Like, you seize the day.
Yeah.
You are a genius, and you deserve to make a bunch of money off that.
So it was a dispensary and a cartridge-making company came together and doing that promotion. So, which... goes along with our main topic later. We're going to be talking about these vape cartridges as well. Another one, prices on the rise in Michigan as medical marijuana market has a supply shortage, which we've been talking about that for a long time.
Right.
Supply and demand economics, demand stills up, supply goes down, price goes up. So, duh. All right, let's go nationally. Overregulations drive illegal marijuana market in legal states, a study suggests. So pretty much, it's actually a pretty good article. It talks about if you overregulate and you don't encourage participation, then you're just giving a lot of leverage to the black market, aka illicit market. It's a very good article that it really lays out why there should not be such high barriers. And when you do, you're just going to kind of backfire on yourself.
They're still going to go back and do it illegally.
Yeah, good article.
Illegal.
Federal health agencies say researchers should test marijuana from dispensaries.
Okay.
And the reason why you're talking about testing it, because in Colorado, they actually decriminalize psilocybin, which is magic mushrooms.
Okay.
And people think that they can go into dispensaries and actually buy this.
Oh.
So federal agents are saying that's a no-go.
Yeah.
And they should go do random tests for what's actually in the shops.
Oh, kind of like secret shopping, making
yeah.
sure that...
I don't know about that.
Interesting.
Yeah. New York is requiring vaping warnings for medical cannabis stores. That is all sparked from the next article. Read the article. That lung illness tied to vaping has killed 5 people so far today. So they're calling this an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this article, and we're going to talk more about the main topic, but I'm kind of worried about a fear tactic.
A little bit.
That, and we should be careful as to what you are ingesting into your lungs.
Of course.
But this industry has been around, the vape cartridge industry, and vape has been around for maybe 10 years.
About there, yeah.
You have the e-cigarettes. Cannabis cartridges has been around maybe since 2009, 2010. So that's another 9 years.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been any kind of epidemic that entire time. And then now there's this epidemic. And I'm curious, what makes an epidemic?
That's what, yeah, I don't really know. What
like
do they classify?
What number of people, one person dying is more than enough.
Of course.
But I'm curious as to what labels it as an epidemic. Is it one or is it 300? Because there's a lot of epidemics.
But I could see it being an epidemic because of the potential. So right. Is it the potential or the actual cause?
Good question.
Because there's so many people vaping. Yeah. It could be an epidemic that we don't know what these people are. People are dying. We don't know why.
Right.
So is it an epidemic because so many people are doing it?
And we're going to talk, I mean, the key thing is about education. And we're going to talk about what is going into these cartridges today. But read the article. It's a very good article. But be kind of weird because I feel like there's some kind of fear tactics.
There could be. They could be like sneaking that in there, taking it a little too far.
Yeah. And you kind of mixing. Okay, there's some truth, but there's some error.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of like mixing, blending it all in. Kind of like the whole war on drugs.
Right.
A little bit of truth, a little bit of error. Well, a lot more error than truth, but there it is. All right. And last article. No major marijuana sales impact has been seen from the vaping illness outbreak. A lot of people thought because of these news articles were going to come out, people would stop buying cartridges. But actually, it's just been kind of
they're like,
steady.
I'm going to do it anyways.
Yeah, so that's my news.
Cool, I like it. On to the main topic. What's really in your cannabis vape pen?
Yes. What is really in these vape pens?
Yeah.
Man, we got articles. You got people saying that people are getting popcorn lung disease. People are dying. Mm-hmm. People are saying it's from e-cigarettes. People saying it's from THC cartridges.
Right, the thickeners, like, the juice, the flavorings, the actual product, the pesticides.
What in the hell goes in these damn cartridges? I want to know, and you should know too.
You should want
to
know.
And we're going to talk about some of these agents that people are using to cut cartridges, aka their fillers or additives, and how to avoid them, and some tips to kind of best practice it so you don't kind of come around some of these counterfeits too. So, all right, so with a vape cartridge, you usually get, here you go.
Thanks.
I'm talking.
You did good lighting it.
So with these cartridges, you typically get the battery, all right? You got the battery, then you got the cartridge. Question is what is in this cartridge? And more particularly, we're talking, this is a cannabis show, so we're talking about cannabis cartridges, not necessarily e-cigarette cartridges, which is different.
Right.
Because the e-cigarette cartridges are with nicotine or nicotine flavor and with a vegetable glycerin or propylene glycol. And let's get into that right now. So typically in THC, again, we have all our slides and our resources. You can go to cannabistherapynetwork.org. Go ahead. She's coughing on that one. Cannabistherapynetwork.org /resources. And you can get all the resources from there. How about that?
That was good.
This tastes pretty good.
It is.
Which one is this?
So the top is lemon cookie and the bottom is cookie glue.
Is that considered a spliff?
No, a spliff is when you have tobacco in it.
So what do you call this if you mix it up?
It's a mixed joint.
I don't know. I was hoping like a wipe your ass comment, but okay. All right. Going back to the...
Sorry. I'll make up something. I'll call it the Earl.
Thank you. I got a branded thing to do. When you mix two weeds together, it's called the Earl. All right, so we have terpenes. So the first thing is cannabis-derived terpenes. So there's a way to extract the terpenes off of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And usually those terpenes are found in those resin glands. And you extract those, and through a refinery process with the oils, you're separating the THC, the CBD, and its terpenes, and then therefore you're syringing that and adding it back into a cartridge.
Right.
So that's one thing you can use, terpenes, which to me seems like one of the best ways to actually, if you're going to add anything to a cartridge, something that is naturally already found right. in the oil that you're trying to ingest will probably be...
I mean, that would be ideal. You're just getting more concentration of that specifically. Right.
So on packaging, you can see if something says added terpenes or vegetable glycerin. We're going to get into that soon. But you want to make sure that it's actually something that is natural
right.
terpenes, not artificial terpenes. Now, there are distillate terpenes. So you can steam them out. There's even another technique called hydrosol. And then you can look at non-cannabis derived terpenes as well.
Okay.
So you can get, so terpenes are found and they're usually responsible for the aroma. Terpenes have been around for essential oils for years.
Mm-hmm.
Aromatherapy, this is not anything new. Lavender terpenes, lemon terpenes. What else has terpenes?
Anything citrus.
Like your shampoo.
Oh, shampoo. My shampoo and conditioner does. Right. My body wash does.
Right. And those terpenes are usually come from a non-cannabis derived terpene.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use terpenes found in other plants to actually add back into another plant.
Right.
As well. And I'm for that. I'm for
it. Because it's natural.
That. Right.
You know.
A plant in a plant.
Exactly.
All right. So.
It's the way it was meant to be.
So terpenes are usually as an additive. And if you do have something that's terpene related, I'll go for that. Artificial flavors. Now, how do you feel about the cartridges that be like Fruity Pebble?
So I've had like lemony ones. I've had clove one. Disgusting. Just god awful. The clove. Ugh. I don't like cigars, so it's just kind of nasty. And then I've had lemon, and like they were okay. But then I learned actually about popcorn lung. I never smoked that vape again. I actually started looking for cleaner sources.
So now, was popcorn lung related to artificial?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that's what they're saying is one of the things that can cause it. And I read one article about it, freaked out, said it's not even worth it. I don't care if it's true or not.
That makes sense.
They kind of fear tacticed me in it.
It makes sense. A lot of stuff is still new. Fear tacticed me in it. That's a word. Oh, damn it. I keep missing the ashtray. I apologize. So with the artificial flavors. So yeah, if I wanted my cannabis to taste like a blueberry, I'd rather have a natural blueberry plant type versus someone artificially, or even Apple Jacks. Like,
right.
It's a favorite cereal.
I don't want to smoke it.
Right. But I don't want to artificially have to smoke that. And a lot of that stuff you're not supposed to smoke.
Right. I didn't even know that there were cartridges that weren't like all natural. I thought they were all just all flavored. I didn't realize that natural was even an option.
So please be careful, because a lot of the, in those articles about the illness, I think over like 200 different cases, only a few of them had something related with a THC-related cartridge.
Right.
And most in common with those cartridges that were THC-related, they had artificial flavors. So we still don't know what the cause is. It's kind of like a process of elimination. But there is a common denominator with artificial flavoring. So I would say if you are consuming THC cartridges and it does include artificial flavors, that to me would be a warning as to no.
Yeah.
What about CO2 extracted? So some CO2 collected, few available terpenes. Okay, that's another extraction. So with CO2, you're kind of extracting terpenes. That's just a method of extraction. I mean, as long as you purge out the CO2,
mm-hmm.
The carbon dioxide, I see nothing wrong with that.
Right. As long as it's clean.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
HTFSE, high terpene full spectrum extract. I believe that is that's another way from doing it from a hydrocarbon way. I'm not against it. I mean, this is another technique of extraction. They use that with essential oils.
Okay.
If you use butane, you use entane, you use any kind of way you're trying, any kind of solvent you're trying to use to extract, at the end of the day, you just need to purge it out.
Right.
You've already used water, you know.
Right, you gotta get rid of that.
Yeah, it's gotta purge it out. So I'm not against that. Now let's get into some common cutting agents that's found in e-cigarettes and found in cannabis cartridges mm-hmm. that you may want to think twice about. One of them is the propylene glycol.
Okay.
Now that's found in deodorant a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Like people actually intentionally I know, like, in the vegan community, or those who are trying to be fully holistic or natural, avoid products that have PG in it.
Okay.
It's been known to, as many things could do, is cause cancer.
Yeah.
Also clog up pores. But it's used as an agent because it's it does coagulate with another solid such as these oils.
So it would mix well together.
Right. So unlike you put oil and water together, it doesn't really matter
how much you shake it, it's going to separate.
So PG is a solvent that does coagulate with oils, which is why it's popular in e-cigarettes as well. And it's now becoming popular as an agent, or has been popular as an agent in cannabis oil. So I am not a fan of that. If you are using PG, I would recommend switching that agent up.
Yeah.
Or if you find a cartridge with PG in it, and a lot of them actually have ingredients on cartridges now too.
Yeah, look at them.
Yeah. So I'll avoid that. Mm. And then propylene glycol. You got two. You got polyethylene glycol and you got propylene glycol. Both of those agents, some of them are food grade, good for ingesting.
Okay.
I just think smoking is a whole nother scenario.
Just because you can eat it. I don't know. I wouldn't light up a cookie.
Have you ever heard of PG?
No.
No?
No, PG, I haven't. PG?
Okay. Vegetable glycerin.
So I've heard of vegetable glycerin.
Now, that's used for cooking.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, you use it for cooking. It's good for non-alcoholic tinctures.
Okay.
People use vegetable glycerin.
We had that on the show last week.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
That's where I've heard it from.
Yeah, and I even show you. No, this is a vegetable glycerin right here. And you can see the consistency here. It's a thick matter. Now, some people mix a ratio. Is this thick and clear?
Okay.
So if you just move that around, I know it's kind of hard to see in there a little bit, but I mean, it's a really thick substance.
Yeah.
And that is actually absorbs fats. So the reason why it's good for edibles or for tinctures is because when you take cannabis and you blend it up and you are heating it in a crock pot with trim, you need something for that, those cannabinoids, those terpenes, those trichomes. It has to combine to something.
Okay.
It has to bind. Usually that's why you use butter or you use an olive oil, because they're fats. And that, those trichomes bind to those fats. So those trichomes bind to vegetable glycerin.
Okay.
Which is why it's been used also as a cutting agent and is known for giving those big vapors.
Oh, so when you get that thick smoke.
Yes.
Like people do tricks with.
Exactly.
Oh.
And VG, vegetable glycerin, and PG, because PG gives a very harsh taste.
Okay.
VG is more sweet.
Right.
But they do a little 50-50 ratio, too, of that. They do a PG-VG. And then that is common in a lot of e-cigarettes.
Okay.
And that's how you get those big vapors.
I was going to say, even like this moving around, it reminds me of like what a vape would do.
Yeah.
Like old vapes that I would smoke.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now, it's not definitive saying that PG or VG is the reason for all these illnesses. But, the question is, should vegetable glycerin, is good for ingesting, but are these things good for actually smoking?
Right.
Is a whole nother scenario. And it's all new, so you're kind of like at the beginning stages until you get a bunch of studies.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm doing a process of elimination as to who is putting what in what product and what to avoid, so far I'm going to stick with just natural terpenes.
Right.
And not the PG. And now PG-VG, for your nicotine cigarettes, usually they have about 90% PG-VG and 10% of actual nicotine.
Wow.
So you're actually paying for a lot of the PG-VG. And like a whole bottle of like PG, like a big jug is like
$20. Oh my gosh, and you're paying like $20 for a whole.
For the actual. So that's common in a lot of e-cigarettes. And a lot of people people who are making, I know. Also, these articles are talking about, it's the black market or it's the illicit market causing. No, it's actually there's some name brands. That name brand as cannabis name brand THC cartridges who have been found to have contaminants in them. So it's not just a regulated market, or you can't blame it on the unregulated market.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's really just you're going to have counterfeit products. You're going to have, this is the nature of the beast.
Right.
You're not going to stop counterfeit purses. You're not going to stop counterfeit glasses or
clothes. But even
still,
I feel like that we don't have enough knowledge on it. So it's happening in the black market. It's happening in the legal market.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
Right.
So you can't blame either side.
Right. And then it kind of gets you worried once you start blaming one side. Okay, is it the legal operators? Are they the ones behind some of these articles? to push people to stay away from the illicit market and then get into the legal market. But I think we got to get away from these fear tactics and just come with the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, if the truth is, it's not the illegal, it's not the regulated, it's just people who are using this.
Right, exactly.
It's just calling it a day. Now all these tactics and people going to start not trusting people, just like the whole war on drugs. So, all right. Well, that's my whole little soapbox on that one.
I like that.
That was BG. Good. And then MCT oil. So MCT oil is actually another oil that has been used as a cutting agent. And I'll show you. And this is actually a lot more thinner.
Okay.
So you can see.
Oh, it's clear.
Yeah, it's clear. It's very, very, very thin. It's very workable.
Compared to.
Right. So there's a lot more thicker. Ooh. Yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. And it's a lot more thinner.
Am I going to die that it's on my skin now?
No, you're good.
Okay.
No, it's just.
I'm kidding.
It's all natural. It's kosher. But this is good for weight management. It's a very good, healthy fat. Okay, so even bodybuilders work out. Like, I drink a teaspoon of MCT oil every morning.
Okay, I was going to ask because it said sports on it.
Yeah, and like, this is my bottle of MCT oil, and as you can see, my dog was playing.
How we knew it was going to be Snoop.
Snoop was, I don't know what he was doing. I think he likes the taste of the oil. But, I mean, it's a good fat. It's good for, like, your immune system.
Okay.
But then again, I don't think it's meant to be inhaled.
Right.
Like, oils in general. I will be careful as to what oil. I mean, vegetable oil, canola oil.
Coconut oil. Yeah, I agree.
Avocado oil. Like, they're good to cook with, or they're good to consume or ingest, but inhaling.
Not to heat up and inhale. Yeah.
So that's another common one too. So those are common agents that people actually use to do that, to actually add into cartridges.
Right.
And I think our best recommendation right now of all those agents would be terpenes.
Yeah, I would agree. If you have to do anything. Because the terpenes make it like super sweet too.
And I think that's going to wrap up this segment.
All right, on to token tips. So what tips do you have today?
You say tits?
Tips.
Okay. Like, I have my own tips. I don't know. You know what you do? Token tips. So I would say, please be careful looking at trying to just get the cheapest product. You kind of get what you pay for. And if something looks a little shady, I would definitely avoid buying that, especially now until we figure out what is being added to the cartridges. Another one we didn't even talk about was vitamin E.
Oh yeah, that's like the big one that's been in the news.
Yeah, people are, but vitamin E that's good for a topical.
Right.
It's actually meant to be a preservative. It's added to certain foods or products to help preserve the shelf life. But it's not, again, meant to be inhaled. So a few things are meant to be inhaled. So if it's not meant to be inhaled, I will just watch out for that.
Right, just avoid that.
And then my other quick tip for that, too, is that you can watch our show, How to Make Vape Cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, you can buy your own concentrate, your own resin, your own shatter. And we show you how to actually syringe it, put it into your own cartridge. And you don't have to add anything to it. So you actually know what goes in it, so it's safe. Now, I get it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
People want to consume with the vape cartridges.
Exactly.
It's a very convenient way to do it. So if you do want to do it, and you really, really want to be cautious, make it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And watch our video, How to Make Vape Cartridges, and ask us any questions on YouTube or Facebook. We definitely will help you out if the videos if it missed a step or anything like that that you need help with. So we're here for you. So.
That's good. My token tip is when looking for vape cartridges. Oh, this is like super loosely on.
Super loosely.
There we go.
Nice. Sorry about that. I apologize.
What you'll notice with both of these is the oil isn't going to the bottom. It's just staying there. Like, it's not moving at all. So if you're kind of weary, I would say kind of like see if it moves.
Yeah.
Because these are concentrates.
Yeah.
So there's no additives. They're not moving around like these move around.
Yeah.
They just don't move. They have to be heated to move. So that would be my token tip.
Yeah, definitely. So at room temperature, true authentic cannabis oil thickens.
Mm-hmm.
And you need heat to make it more coagulable. Is that a word?
It is now.
I just made that up. Coagulable. So please take our tips and cool. That's it.
All right, cool. So make sure to subscribe to our channel. Thank you guys. We're gonna be doing that workout video soon. Because we're at 300 subscribers.
That is smooth. We are jumping. We really appreciate the momentum. We appreciate the love. My voice almost went out because I was about to cry for how much appreciation that
you're
I have
so
right
sweet.
Now. It was just cracking. It just really was. Yeah, you believe that? Yeah.
No, but thank you guys. We'll see you next week.